Support for Food for Thought comes from Dine Around Seattle, now in its 11th year of offering seasonal three-course dinners and lunches at 47 Seattle-area restaurants, March 1st through 29th, Sundays through Thursdays. Restaurants and menus at dinearoundseattle.org.
Ah, Miss Oleason, I'm heard that you're a woman who can fall upon a corned beef from a great height.
Aye.
That's all you got to say?
Yeah, that is all. Eye of round, or eye of beef brisket, as the case may be.
Oh, yeah. Do you make a corned beef for St. Patrick's Day?
I make corned beef year-round. I'm not, yeah. You know, married to the whole... Actually, I am married to the St. Patrick's thing because I'm married a guy whose last name starts with Mick, MC, an Irish guy.
Does he insist on corned beef and cabbage for Saturday?
Absolutely not. He doesn't insist on anything.
Oh, well,
but as I said, you know, what is this whole thing with making corned beef and cabbage only in March?
I don't know. And the funny thing about it is that if you go to Ireland on St. Patrick's Day, you're not going to
They're going to give you a pizza, right?
Yeah, you're not going to be able to find it anywhere except in some tourist place, because that's not what the real Irish people eat on St. Patrick's Day. They like corned beef and cabbage, I guess, but, you know, it's not a real traditional
But enough
Irish
with
dish.
The authentic people, Stein.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me something.
Okay.
Do you make corned beef and cabbage? And if you do, does the cabbage go in with the corned beef, or do you, like, wait till the end to put it in?
Well, sneaking a corned beef past the L&T is very difficult these days because she got on this health food thing. But if I do make corned beef and cabbage, and I don't really make it very often, I would make the cabbage separately. I don't like it cooked down to a slimy olive drab color. I like it fresh and bright. Maybe not traditional, but who cares? That's the way I like it. But usually if I make a corned beef, I'm making it not for a corned beef dinner, but because I feel like having a corned beef sandwich.
Absolutely with you on that count.
You do have a way of making it, though, where you bake it and put some kind of a glaze on it, though, don't you? How do you go about doing it?
I cook it on the stove, but then after it slow cooks for several hours, I take it out, put it in the oven, and glaze it with a little brown sugar and Dijon mustard. Very simple.
Okay, so just enough to kind of brown the glaze on top of it.
Yeah, to get it a little crispy, almost burnt-like, I might add. But, you know, I was looking online for some recipes, and I found one at allrecipes.com that called for a cup of apricot preserves with the brown sugar and a little bit of soy sauce. And that just sounded like just the right, you know, needless to say, not authentic.
That sounds terrible to me. It's awful.
That sounds great to me. You're crazy.
On a corned beef?
I'm going to try it, and then I'll tell you how it is, okay?
Soy sauce and apricot preserves on a corned beef?
With brown sugar. Oh. Well, you know me. I'm Asian on the inside.
Oh, man.
Got to have some soy sauce.
Okay, you go right ahead and do that, Nancy. And let me just ask you, will you be making a corned beef for St. Patrick's?
You know, I think I have to. And I like to get my corned beef at Market House Meats here in Seattle. Do you know that those folks have been corning beef for years? And this year, they're doing 40,000 pounds. So that's somewhere between 20 and 22 tons of corned beef they'll sell this month. They charge more money for the lean part. I like the fatty part.
Well, of course you do. I do, too, which is why it's so hard for me to sneak a corned beef past the L&T into my house. But what do you say we wrap up this Food for Thought with a bit of a song, Ms. Oleason?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Now, I'm Dick Stein.